Hello, this is Kalia with Pandora's Box, and today I'm going to talk about projection and false accusations. Projection is a very crazy-making dynamic because when someone projects their issues onto you, they will accuse you of doing exactly what it is that they are doing. The question most people ask is, don't they see it? Don't they see that they are the one who is controlling, abusive, narcissistic, or whatever it is that they are accusing you of being? The short answer is no, they don't see it. They're in a type of denial that is so deep that they don't have a clue. Now, everybody projects somewhat. An obese woman who can't control her eating might be angry at her alcoholic husband for being unable to control his addiction. We may feel someone doesn't like us, but the deeper truth is we might not like them. Or you might think somebody else is being aloof when you are the one being aloof. But with narcissistic projection, it's much deeper and more complex than found in the average person. In order to avoid responsibility for their own behavior, they project their behavior outwards and accuse the one they are mistreating of mistreating them. Do they actually believe it? Most of the time, yes, they do. The really crazy-making part of projection is that when somebody accuses you of doing what he or she is doing, and that person actually believes this is true, you have absolutely no recourse. There is nothing that you can do about it. Because that person lives in his or her own little world that has nothing to do with reality. In their little world, they are always the victim, and you are always the perpetrator. The reason projection is so big with narcissists is that narcissists deny their true reality in favor of the false reality that they hide behind. In their false reality, they are grandiose. They are amazing. They can do no wrong. They are faultless and blameless, and it's always somebody else's fault. Because they so desperately need to believe the false reality is true, they can't allow the truth to permeate the veneer that they hide behind. Most often, there's a thick layer of shame and guilt at the core that the narcissist is hiding from. He or she doesn't want to feel the pain or admit to themselves that beneath the thin veneer that they're hiding behind, there are feelings of being worthless, guilty, and shameful. This is far too much to take on board, so they cut off from their painful feelings early in life and cover them up with this illusion of perfection. When one has a belief in his or her own perfection, there's no room for error. That person couldn't possibly be wrong. Nothing could possibly be their doing or their fault. The blame must be cast elsewhere. A controlling person, for example, can't see his or her own controlling behavior because that doesn't fit into their idealized image of themselves. They may feel frustrated because the person that they are controlling is starting to set boundaries and stop allowing themselves to be controlled. Because of these boundaries, the controlling person begins to feel a loss of control and so imagines that they are the ones that they are the one being controlled. Because they feel a loss of control or feel out of control, they need to blame someone else for these uncomfortable feelings. Because they can't control you must be controlling them. So the next thing you know, you're being accused by a very controlling person of being controlling. The first thing that may happen is your mouth will drop open in disbelief. This is a clue that the two of you are living in different realities. In your reality, that person is controlling you. In that person's reality, you are controlling them? Now, any sane person would ask the question, who is the real controller? They may even question and doubt themselves and their own reality. With a narcissist, you are the only one doubting. The narcissist is quite sure that he or she is perfect, and it's your fault. Because you are feeling a little or a lot crazy, you begin to doubt your own version of reality. I remember being called selfish by someone who always managed to forget his wallet when we went out to eat or to pick up a movie. We were a couple, and yet he was obsessed with dividing our expenses down to the penny. If he picked up some groceries, I'd owe $16.03, and I put an emphasis on the 3 cents. It would not be overlooked. We didn't have a penny jar. If he did pay for a meal on rare occasion, I would have to pay for the next 3 to make up for it. My contributions always seemed to be discounted or overlooked altogether. You can imagine my surprise when he blurted out how selfish and greedy I was. This was back before I had the level of awareness I now have, and so I did what most people do. I tried harder to prove my worth. I became even more giving and more generous. I picked up more of the slack and more dinners and movies, and always conscientious about my contributions. But still, it wasn't enough, because all my contributions were discounted. In the end, I was told that I've done nothing to contribute to our relationship, and I didn't deserve anything from our joint investments. I actually had to take him to court to get my 50% of the assets that we accumulated together. In my next relationship, when I was invited to lunch, I quickly grabbed from my wallet to pay for the meal, and he asked me what I was doing. I said, well, I was going to pay for our lunch. At least I can pay for my lunch. And he said, put your wallet away. I invited you to lunch. This is my treat. And I remember my eyes filling up with tears. And I just looked at him and said, well, I didn't want you to think that I was selfish. And he was confused. He said, why would anybody think of you as being selfish? When we've been subjected to narcissistic people who do a lot of projection, we have to learn how to trust ourselves and our own reality. Otherwise, we will be manipulated by the projections of the other. We will try harder to be what they want or need us to be, when we weren't lacking in the first place. I've seen this dynamic a lot with clients accused of not caring, and so they end up bending over backwards to show that they care, when the truth is the one accusing them of being uncaring is actually the one who is uncaring. So the accused works harder and harder for that approval and a validation, but can never win. Clients will often tell me, if I can just prove to him that I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make this relationship work, he will finally see how hard I'm really trying and appreciate my efforts. Well, this is never the case with a narcissist. You can bend over backwards, twist and turn yourself in every way possible, go out of your way on a consistent basis, give until you have nothing left to give, and in the end, you will be told that you didn't do enough, that you are worthless, and the failure of the relationship is entirely your fault. You will be left feeling like you've been run over by a Mack truck. You might ask, how is this possible that he didn't see any of my contributions? Well, projection works in reverse as well. It's entirely possible that the narcissist in your life actually believes that he or she was the one doing all the things that you were doing. That person took credit for all your contributions and assigned you the properties that that person brought into the relationship. It may be that he never really tried. He didn't contribute. He was never there for you. And in the end, accused you of never trying, that you didn't contribute, and you were never there for him. So there's really no winning in a situation like this. And the sooner you recognize the projection and stop taking it on, the sooner you will begin to get back to health. You have to know who you are and trust your own reality. You need to be aware of what you have invested in your relationship and stop discounting and devaluing yourself. This kind of projection is a type of psychological abuse, and it's important to recognize it as abuse. It is a form of gaslighting, where your own reality is being constantly undermined, but you think that the person inflicting this abuse on you will recognize it as abuse. That isn't going to happen. In their mind, you are the abuser. You can liken projection to looking into a mirror. The narcissist looks at you and sees what he disowns in himself. You reflect the narcissist to himself or to herself. Another way we see this showing up is when we react to someone's atrocious behavior with pain and disbelief, and we're vocal about how we feel about what just transpired. Now, since the narcissist is a master at disowning anything about himself that does not fit into his idealized self-image, he will not be able to see his own atrocious behavior. All he or she will be able to see is your reaction. That's right. The focus will be completely on your reaction, and you will be accused of being too sensitive, crazy, or abusive. Now, this is really crazy making because that person did some pretty major things and has taken zero responsibility for it, while all the focus is on how you feel about what transpired. Take an affair, for example. You might have found out that your significant other has been cheating on you, and you react to this information with anger and complete disbelief. The narcissist in your life may say something like, "See, this is the reason I cheated on you in the first place. You drove me to it because you're so crazy. If you weren't such a this or that, I would never have stepped out on you. But this is all your fault because of who you are." When you find yourself on the receiving end of a projection like this, it's super crazy making. "Wait a minute," you might say. "He cheated on me and it's all my fault?" You might say, "I was just reacting to my pain and disbelief about what happened." This type of scenario is more deflection than projection, but it falls into the same crazy-making behavior. With deflection, the focus of attention is deflected away from his or her action to your reaction. You may end up feeling guilty for reacting, feeling there's something wrong with you for having feelings about the way you were treated or the behavior that was so hurtful. Since the narcissist denies his or her own feelings, you aren't allowed to have feelings either. Your feelings will be continuously on the chopping block, invalidated and discounted in that relationship. When your feelings are continuously invalidated, you may begin to feel that your feelings are not okay. There's something wrong with you for having them. And as a result, you might begin to suppress your feelings. And the more you do this, the more you fall into denial. you may begin to paint a pretty picture over the top of your feelings and convince yourself that everything is fine. You may develop a false trust in an untrustworthy person. You may convince yourself that your relationship is good when really you're living a lie. Getting in touch with the true truth is the best way for you to deal with projection. When someone is accusing you of something that isn't true, you need to stay firmly planted in your own reality. You need to stop doubting yourself and trust in what you know to be the truth. You need to understand that projection is very common with narcissists. And it comes from a distorted sense of reality in the person who is projecting. You do not want to defend yourself, explain yourself, or try to convince the narcissist or anyone associated with the narcissist of the truth. You need to convince yourself of the truth. And when you know the truth, this is the most important thing. It's easy to want to explain, defend, and convince. And so many people get caught up in trying to get others to see the lies, when the people that they're trying to convince are just not in a place to hear the truth. So you have to stay strong in yourself and align with the friends and family who do love and support you and who do believe you. And let everyone else go. You have to understand that those who buy into the lies of the narcissist are being sucked into the narcissistic reality, and you can't do anything to change that. Some of those people may eventually come to see the truth, but they need to come to it on their own. If you try and convince someone aligned with a narcissistic reality what is really going on, it may appear that you are the one who has the agenda. If instead you walk away and let the cards fall where they will, and you lose some friends and family members in the process, it's a sacrifice that you need to make for your own long-term sanity. Sometimes it is a situation like this that shows us who our true friends are and who we can trust in our own families. The most important thing to remember when you are the subject of projection is that this isn't about you. You are only the canvas that the narcissist's disowned shadow is projected onto. It has nothing to do with you. Sure, it affects you, but you can't own it. If you get into the habit of owning what the narcissist is disowning, you will be torn apart bit by bit as the narcissist struggles to deny his or her own shadow. Narcissists need someone to blame for how they are feeling. If they feel good at the beginning of the relationship, or at the times you shower them with admiration and adoration, they will attribute those good feelings to you as well, and you may be idealized and put on a pedestal. Does that sound familiar? But when they're having bad or uncomfortable feelings, you will be the first to fall. You will be yanked off that pedestal so fast it will make your head spin. Now, I've always talked about narcissism having denial of feeling at the root. So how can they be blaming you for how they feel? Well, the denial of feeling is a disowning of all uncomfortable and negative emotions. They may begin to feel something, and then the coping mechanism kicks in and the feelings get projected outwards. Understanding projection will help you to stop owning or taking on other people's feelings. Like I said before, not only narcissists project, but narcissists are masters at projection. In all relationships, we become mirrors for each other. Our relationships trigger our unhealed wounds within each and every one of us. So we must also take responsibility for what is being triggered in ourselves. Your own fear of inadequacy, abandonment, rejection, and worthlessness are often triggered by the narcissist because of the way that person treats you. If the narcissist projects his or her own fears of inadequacy, abandonment, rejection, and worthlessness onto you, and you have these as your core wounds, your tendency may be to believe this is all yours. Because you can identify with feeling worthless or inadequate. Because of the false confidence of the narcissist, you don't often see that these are also the core wounds of the narcissist. The core wounds he or she is suppressing and disowning. So knowing yourself is really key here. You need to do the deep inner work of getting to know your own core wounds and work through your own core pain. This will strengthen you against the attacks and projections of those who disown their core wounds. When you access your own core pain and grieve the losses that were never truly grieved, you can begin to offer yourself the love, nurturing, and compassion that you need to heal. You can create that safe place for your inner healing, and your self-awareness will grow day by day. You will begin to realize that you deserve to be treated with kindness and respect, and those who don't treat you with kindness and respect should not be in your life. We get to choose. We get to choose who we invite into our lives. And as we develop greater self-love, we make healthier, self-loving choices. We learn how to go from, but I love the narcissist at the expense of myself, to I love me enough to surround myself only with people who are kind and loving towards me. Investing your time and energy trying to get the person who is mistreating you to see the value in you and treat you differently is a waste of your time and energy. We don't have the power to change other people. We can't fix or heal the other. We can only truly heal ourselves. Once you truly get this and understand it completely, you will change your focus to trying to get that person out there to validate you and see your worth and value. To self-validation and seeing your own worth and value. When you value yourself, you don't allow people to treat you badly. When someone does treat you badly one time, you might confront them and bring it to their attention that the way that they have treated you is not okay and you're not going to tolerate this kind of treatment. If they treat you badly a second time, this is a really good time to walk away from the relationship. Sometimes you're going to walk away the first time, depending on the severity of the abuse of what has happened. If you can just hone in on this one thing, you will save yourself a lot of heartache in the future. It is the hanging in there, hoping for change, that really destroys one's self-worth. When you see projection or deflection in others and they accuse you of doing what it is that they are doing, if they are unable to hear you when you bring this to their attention, it's best that you recognize this toxic energy dynamic right away and free yourself from any further crazy making. Because projection is crazy making. I want you to know that you do matter, so take care of yourself. Make yourself important. Love you. When you love you, you will attract others into your life who also love you. Remember this important piece. Stay connected to yourself and your own feelings. Your feelings will guide you. Thank you so much for listening today. And you can learn more about my work at narcissismfree.com or pathbacktoself.com. And thank you so much again for listening. We'll see you next week.